It depends upon where you are. If you're in Orlando, the employment market's gotten significantly better over the last few years. So today, the unemployment rate in Orlando is less than it was in January 2009. Jobs were falling at an almost 60,000 rate in January 2009. Today, job growth was 28,000 over the last 12 months, so clearly better. Home prices, though, are significantly below where they were, and median household income is much below where it was before. But interestingly, overall, Central Floridians feel much more confident about the economy, according to the latest survey from the University of Florida.
That is interesting because, as you point out, the data are mixed, but people are saying that they feel better. They feel more confident about the economy. What accounts for that?
Well, I think a few things. First of all, there's been that significant rally in the stock market, and home prices have stabilized and stopped falling, so people feel more secure financially because their wealth situation is better for most people, and gasoline prices have come down. And people's memories are fairly short, and so what's happened in the last year or last 6 months weighs very heavily in people's perception of whether they're better off or not.
Still, though, for folks who are unemployed, and you know, the rate is still 10% or higher in some Central Florida counties, I'm sure things don't look quite so rosy. I would imagine the consumer confidence index would be significantly lower among that group of people, or for that matter, among those who are struggling to make a rent payment after the bank has foreclosed on their home.
Absolutely. They're definitely not better off. And in fact, most people of modest incomes are not better off today than they were in January 2009, so that there is a significant difference depending upon your wealth and your income levels. And if you're in Daytona or Melbourne, you're clearly not better off today than you were in 2009.
And of course, in the Melbourne area, that clearly is due to the decline in the space industry and the jobs related to that. How are some of the areas other industries doing, like tourism and defense and construction, for example? And how is that impacting Melbourne and Daytona compared with Orlando and other parts of the region?
Well, tourism is doing great in Central Florida. It's doing great in North Florida and in West Florida, but it's not doing so well in Daytona Beach, for example. Defense industries are doing pretty well all across the state of Florida, whether that be production of defense goods and services or our bases. So that industry is doing particularly well. Healthcare has always done very well over the course of the whole cycle. Building, not so much. We're still losing construction jobs, but I think we are getting to the end of that cycle because building permits have started to pick up across the state, Tom.
Now, as you know, Hank, the entire nation is watching the I-4 corridor, and it's often said the presidential election is likely to be decided right here. And you have just said that the far eastern end of I-4 isn't faring so well. So I'm wondering about how are things on the other end? How is Tampa doing compared to this part of the corridor?
Tampa's doing better as well, just like Orlando, because of the strong rebound in job growth, especially over the last 24 months, has pushed those metrics up significantly. And that has a big impact on overall consumer confidence and household confidence. Consumer confidence in Florida now is at a five-year high. Again, it reflects the combination of better stock market prices, stabilized home prices, and lower gasoline prices.
So many, certainly not all, of the folks in Central Florida are at least saying that they feel they are better off now than they were 4 years ago. Does that trend hold? Is that reflected on a national level?
Well, for the nation, most of the macro metrics suggest that Americans are better off, Tom. Gross domestic product, for instance, was declining at a 3.8% rate in January 2009. It's growing slowly, 1.7%, but it's growing. Employment was dropping by a whopping 818,000 jobs in January 2009. It grew 98,000 in the last month. So slowly improving. The unemployment rate is slightly lower. So by those metrics, Americans are better off. Median household income is well below where it was. That's largely because we haven't replaced all the jobs we lost. Housing prices are almost even with where they were in January 2009. Now, that's in part because most of the fall in housing prices occurred in 2007 and 8. But nevertheless, home prices today are about where they were before. And most importantly, household net worth is much higher than it was January 2009, courtesy of the stock market rally and stabilized housing prices.